were speeding along the coast of Tisford in pursuit of the sea's top predator, the killer whale. They flock into the fjord during the winter months as they follow the herring shoals, their main source of food.
Finding a killer whale is a bit like looking for a needle in a haystack. Although they can stretch to 7 metres in length and weigh 5 tonnes, they spend most of their time underwater, surfacing only briefly to breathe.
We could head around this island and check out where they went.
Let's just wait for them.
We can wait for a while and see if they surface.
Now we have them just ahead of us.
Yes, oh yes, yeah. Less than 100 metres.
But no sooner have Hans and Odd Peter spotted a pod of whales than the tourist whale-watching boats home in.
Yeah, hi. Well, you can see for yourself, it's impossible. There's not much room left for the whales, actually, to swim at. There's one big boat here now. There's six smaller boats just going after the whales, chasing the whales, actually. It's awful. So we're leaving now and... Hopefully we'll find another group on our own, because this is just, yeah, it's awful.
A group of mothers and calves have been sighted in another part of the fjord.
How many do you think are out here at the moment?
It's kind of hard to say, but between 5 and 10, I would say, around us. Yeah, there's a small group right here. I would say... 4 or 5 right here. You can hear them very well. They are now very close to the boat. I would say 10 yards maybe.
And what's more, there's no other whale-watching boats.
That's actually the best. We have them all for ourselves. And actually what you can see here is a female with a calf, and they are really interacting. There's a calf, a small one. And that's the other female.
That was close.
That was a very close one. That was really close.
That's a mother and calf again.
Yeah, there were at least 2 younger individuals and an adult female.
When the orcas make these underwater sounds, they're feeding. This is the time, when they're distracted, to dart them with the biopsy gun.
Okay, they're coming now. Okay, they're surfacing. I'm aiming. Wait till... Yeah, there they are. Almost. Yes, that's a hit. Perfect.
Okay, fantastic.
Let's put it in. It's a normal fishing gear we use to pull in the line, as you see, but it's very effective. They did a fantastic job in New Zealand. We are proud of them.
Okay, what's on the end?
Yeah, we have here the dart, and let's see. Yeah, there's a sample inside. That's really fantastic. Yeah, I'll put it out. I'll put it in aluminum foil, and we freeze it. I'm very curious what this will lead to, what kind of results we will get.
After 2 weeks of waiting, manoeuvring and darting, Hans managed to collect blubber from 9 females and 4 males. He's under no illusions, though, about what he's going to find, as the results from previous samples showed consistently high levels of toxins.
Our results are actually worrying. We see high polluted levels in killer whales, and it's the highest level in the European Arctic. They are more polluted, actually, than polar bears.
Polar bears used to hold the dubious record of most polluted Arctic mammal. But killer whales have shown higher levels of pesticides, PCBs and a brominated flame retardant, chemicals which are seen in everyday products. And Britannia Walker, toxic expert with WWF's Arctic programme, says these chemicals will build up over time.
Killer whales are very prone to contamination because they can live up to about 40 years. And in long-lived species that are exposed to multiple chemicals over their entire lifetime, there's a chance for interactions and cumulative impacts from all of these chemicals.
The contamination comes from their diet, the herring. So, is it safe for us to eat? Hans Volkers.
The fish is safe to eat as long as you don't eat kilos per day.
The whales not only eat massive amounts of herring, but they also live in the Arctic, a region of the world that has become a global toxic sink.
Well, the Arctic is really an indicator of environmental pollution from around the world, and this is because the direction of air and ocean currents goes northward. So we have pollution coming from industrial areas all over the world that's ending up in the Arctic. And once it reaches the Arctic, you have a cold, dark environment. And these circumstances inhibit the breakdown of chemicals, so chemicals that are naturally persistent are even more persistent in the Arctic.
Although persistent organic pollutants have been banned, brominated flame retardants are still in use. Studies show that their concentrations in the environment are going to double every 5 years.
There should be stricter rules for use of chemicals, especially when we develop new chemicals. They should be tested before they are allowed to be used.
WWF is campaigning for stricter EU regulations, which would lead to the identification and phasing out of the most harmful chemicals. Rasmus Hansen, CEO of WWF Norway, says the time has come for the chemical industry to stop polluting people and wildlife.
Those chemicals are not only toxic to the environment, it's toxic to humans, to you and me. And there's no reason whatsoever why people in Europe and North America and everywhere else in the world should accept that they get exposed to toxic chemicals in their daily life.
The toxics found in the killer whale are known to cause reproductive and behavioural changes in mammals. However, time is running out for research on the precise health impacts. The whales are moving back to the ocean as the migratory pattern of the herring changes. Unfortunately, they're carrying with them a toxic burden caused by an increasingly contaminated world. For Deutsche Welle, this is Claire Duhl in Tisford, above the Arctic Circle.